Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Is this Sister Shirley?
Yes, it is.
Okay, man. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
That's you, Angela?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, we have Sister Shirley on the line.
Hi, Sister Shirley.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing great. How about you?
Great. Thank you.
Good evening, Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
Good evening. We have Angela, myself, and Sister Shirley on the line. Amen.
Amen.
And Angela, while we wait for others to join us, you can pick up reading out of Exodus 13, 18 to the end.
Okay. Consecration of the firstborn. The Lord said to Moses, consecrate to me every firstborn male. The first offspring of every womb among the Israelites belongs to me, whether man or animal. Then Moses said to the people, commemorate this day, the day you came out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery, because the Lord brought you out of it with a mighty hand. Eat nothing containing yeast. Today in the month Abib, you are leaving. When the Lord brings you into the land of Kenites, Hittites, Amorites, I'm not going to try to say all this, the land he swore to your forefathers to give you a land flowing with milk and honey. You are to observe this ceremony in this month. For 7 days, eat bread made without yeast, and on the seventh day, hold a festival to the Lord. Eat unleavened bread during those 7 days. Nothing with yeast in it is to be seen among you. Nor shall any yeast be seen anywhere within your borders.
Okay.
On that day, tell your son, I do this because of what the Lord did for me when I came out of Egypt. This observance will be for you like a sign on your hand and a reminder on your forehead that the law of the Lord is to be on your lips, for the Lord brought you out of Egypt with his mighty hand. You must keep this ordinance at the appointed time, year after year. After the Lord brings you into the land of Canaanites and gives it to you, and promises you and your forefathers, you are to give over to the Lord the first offspring of every womb. All the firstborn males of your livestock belong to the Lord. Redeem with a lamb every firstborn donkey. But if you do not redeem it, break its neck. Redeem every firstborn among your sons. In days to come, when your son asks you, what does this mean? Say to him, with a mighty hand, the Lord brought us out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. When Pharaoh stubbornly refused to let us go, the Lord killed every firstborn in Egypt, both man and animal. This is why I sacrifice to the Lord, that the first male offspring, every one, and redeem each of my firstborn sons. And it will be like a sign on your hand and a symbol on your forehead that the Lord brought us out of Egypt with his mighty hand. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, we did have a few callers to join in while Angela was doing the reading out of Exodus 13, Thank you, Angela, for that reading. Unfortunately, I'm experiencing a little technical difficulty, so I can barely see your number. So I'll just read the last four digits of your number, and you just let me know who you are. Okay, let's see here. I'll start out with 5632, Mom, Dad.
Yeah.
That's your number?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see, 0768.
Yes, Marie.
Auntie Marie, good evening.
Good evening.
Let's see, last four digits, 3173.
Auntie, Tara and Auntie Dot.
Amen. Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, let's see here. 9463.
Auntie Betty.
Auntie Betty, good evening.
Good evening.
And let's see here. 1703.
Yes, Teresa.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And let's see here. 1347.
This is Shirley.
Sister Shirley, okay. Let's see here. I think it's one more. 1429. Oh, I can't even get to them to put them on. Let's see. Okay, 1429, last four digits.
Auntie Janet.
Auntie yes. Janet, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Okay, I'll do a roll call, and if I miss someone, just let me know. I have Angela, Auntie Carrie, Sister Shirley, Mom, Dad, Auntie Marie, Kira, Auntie Dot, Auntie Betty, Teresa, and Auntie Janet. Did I miss anyone? Amen, amen. I got a full house tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm experiencing a little technical difficulty because I'm working off a tablet, and I don't know, my fingers didn't match these keys. They're so small. But anyway, we're going to go ahead into our program. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Okay, welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. Tonight our program is coming from the Wisdom of the Bible on humility. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for this week. We may have experienced some bumps, but we know that you are in control. We know that you know everything even before it happens. And we just need to keep trusting in your words and believe that your words are true, for you will never leave us nor forsake us. Father God, we thank you for the love that you show us daily and for that we are here tonight to give you honor and to praise your name. Father God, we ask that you bless the ones that are here and the ones that could not be with us tonight. Heavenly Father, we ask that you keep all evil spirits away from our airways tonight and allow us to hear your wonderful words being shared. Allow us to be doers of your word. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And we promise to let you lead and guide our footsteps this week. We will keep you first in all that we do. Father God, continue to bless America and other nations. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, so we're in our program on humility from page 24, and the lesson is Wisdom of the Bible on Humility, Part 1. And I do believe for the facilitator part, I have Sister Shirley reading that.
Right.
Amen.
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 Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. Speaker one, I think I have that down for Mom to read.
Yes.
Amen.
Humility or humbleness is a quality of being courteously, respectful of others. It is the opposite of aggressiveness, arrogance, and boastfulness and vanity, rather than me first. How much humility allows us to say, no, you first, my friend. Humility is the quality that let us go more than halfway to meet the needs and the demand of others. Friendship and marriage are evolved over angry words, resentment, divided family and coworkers. Prejudice separates race from race and religion from religion. Representation are destroyed by malice and gossip. Greed puts enmity between rich and poor. War are fought over arrogant assessment. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Auntie Betty?
Humility is a virtue, is a major theme of both Old and New Testament. Why do qualities such as courtesy, patience, deference have such a prominent place in the Bible? It is because the demeanor of humility is actually what is needed to live in peace and harmony with all people, all persons. Humility distracts angels and heals old wounds. Humility allows us to see the dignity and the worth of all God's people. Humility distinguishes the wise leader from the arrogant power seeker. Acting with humility does not in any way deny our own self-worth. Rather, it affirms the inherent worth of all persons. Some would consider humility to be a philosophy malaise that interferes with success. However, wealth or status gained at the expense of others bring honor and guidance, never peace and love. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Reading, Auntie Betty. I'm sorry, I'm going ahead of myself. For the next reading, I have Dad and Auntie Marie.
Yes.
Better is it disreputable where love is than a fattened ox and hasty with it. Better a little way rationally than weight gain with gentleness. It is better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to ride despoiled with the pride.
Marie.
Okay, Marie. Better a man than a warrior, a man who controls his temper, than one who takes a city. Better a dry crust with peaches and quiet than a house full of feasting will strive. In a Proverbs 17:1. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Daddy and Auntie Marie. And I have Kira and Auntie Dot. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Amen.
We should maintain an attitude of different prefer toward both God and other persons. Wisdom cannot be found or practiced through arrogance or anger. As a service of God, we must recoup all of God created, including our fellow human beings.
Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. Let another praise you and not your own mouth. Someone else and not your own lips. When pride comes, then comes dishonor, but with God, humble is wisdom. The integrity of the upright will guide them, but the falseness of the treacherous will destroy them. Amen.
Amen. Putting God and other persons ahead of our own selfish interests. Humility comes with the knowledge that God created as a whole, transcending our own narrow interests, as with others' effect of wisdom. Humility will gain us much more than we sacrifice. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Kira and Auntie Dot. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Okay, for the next speaker, I have Auntie Carrie.
Yes. Humility and the fear of the Lord bring wealth and honor and life. But the greatest among you shall be a servant, and whoever exalts himself shall be humble, and whoever humbles himself shall be exalted. And Jesus called a child to himself and set him before them and said, truly, I say unto you, unless you are converted and become like children, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever humble himself as a child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Will that complete our program on Wisdom of the Bible on humility? And now we will go on to the second shut-in. May everyone bow their head for the second shut-in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our heart. We enter into your courts with praises. Father God, we thank you for the blessing that you bestow upon our family, friends, and loved ones that are not at their best. Father God, we ask that you lift them up so that others may see the goodness of you working in Daddy Verna, Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Angela Patton, Vicki Hussman, and the family members of Cedric and Sister Shirley, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Uncle Dave, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Champ, Tony, Tally, Malachi, DeMarcus, Sedaria, LaTanya, Calvin, Ruth Edwards, Angela Burns, Rochelle Bessler, Janet Williams, the Moody family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Norris family, Isaiah, Jessica Smith, Charles and Val, Valerie Crockett, Josh and Kim, Quentin, Rachel, and Lenny and family, Mary Ann, Mary Lowe, Eddie Tipman, Terry and Jerry, and anyone else that we are not aware of and stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you continue to lay your healing hands upon our sick and shut-ins. Allow them to completely rely on you and your power. Father God, we thank you for the works that you are performing in them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, and Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, that takes us right into our birthdays for the week of February 1st through February 7th. Any birthdays we need to recognize for that week? Amen. Well, we know God. Huh?
I have my mother-in-law, Ruth Patton, on the 3rd.
Ruth Patton on the 3rd. Mm-hmm. Amen.
And Gail Jones on the 6th.
On what day?
On the 6th.
Okay.
Amen. And also my niece Tia on the 3rd.
Tia on the 3rd. Amen. Amen. Okay, Auntie Janet, your time to shine.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. And happy birthday. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that singing, Auntie Janet. Amen. Amen. Okay, that takes us to the part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be our praise report, testimony, or a song, or a poem. So I'll just go down the list. And you do have the option to pass. So I will start with Angela. Anything you have to share with the group?
Yes. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, just a little echo.
Okay, I'm going to read out of Psalms 1 and 2. The title of this is The Word is Life. Have you ever met people who have every reason to be depressed and soulless, but who are perpetually joyful and full of life? Their life seems to be consistent of an endless series of tragedies. Some of them are imprisoned in bodies ravaged by disease or deteriorated by injuries. Others endure family turmoil, economic hardship, or personal misfortune. Yet, in spite of the numerous reasons they have to feel discouraged, there seems to be a continued revival within them. They have learned how to survive. The secret of this authentic, victorious living is found in Psalm 1. A life of unfailing joy grows when we are rooted in delighting in the meditation on the Word of God. Jesus said, "The words I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life." In the Word of God, one can find renewed joy, renewed hope, renewed peace, renewed contentment, renewed strength, and a renewed passion for life. God's Word is a deep well and a refreshing stream.
The person whose life is planted like a tree by the stream of water shall be constantly revitalized and motivated, finding satisfaction in serving others. Lord, grant that I be planted more deeply in your word. May I be refreshed and nourished, that my life will be fruitful and that I may glorify you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela. Auntie Carrie, anything you want to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay. Sister Shirley, welcome back.
Thank you.
Anything you want to share with the group tonight?
On behalf of the Moore family, I would like to thank you all for your prayers, calls, for loving and sharing, and for during our time of loss. I feel like I'm truly blessed to have a warrior like you for friends. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Sister Shirley. I will go next, and I am coming out of the Joel Osteen. And the topic is raise your self-image. As a man thinks in heart, so is he. The reading is out of Proverbs 23:7. Did you know that you never will rise above the image you have of yourself? If you see yourself as poor and defeated, then you're going to live a poor, defeated life. In order to change your life, you have to change your focus. You have to change what you're looking at and believing for. And you have to believe that God is for you and desires good things for your life. If you choose to stay focused on the things that are negative in your life, then by your own choice, you are agreeing with the enemy. You cast the deciding vote. When you believe his lies, it opens the door to destruction in your life. But on the other hand, if you choose to agree with God's and his word, if you choose to focus on the fact that you can do all things through Christ and that you remove and you're more than a conqueror, then your faith is going to cause God to show up and work supernaturally in your life. Your faith will help you go to new levels of victory, and soon you will rise to be the champion God has called you to be. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, Kira, anything you want to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay. Mom, anything
yes.
you have to share with the group tonight?
Excuse me. Yes, I'm intent to saying how great they
Amen.
Are.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Oh Lord my God, when I walk someone down, consider all the world I have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, the power throughout the universe to play. Then sing my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sing my soul, oh, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and far again
infinite window and hear the birds say, kneeling in the tree. When I look down from Lofton Mountain Grandom and see the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sing my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come, we'll shout our admiration and take me home with joy to fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble admiration and then proclaim my God of great terror. Then sing my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sing my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Great thou art. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for the singing, Mom. Okay, yes. And let's see. I'm T. Dot. Anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Okay.
Okay. Amen, Daddy. Anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. Amen. My stuff will be, my reading will be, God is good. God is holy.
God is holy. Amen.
Do you like, oh Lord, glory and holiness? There is none holy like thy Lord, for there is none beside you. For it from God to do wickedness, and from the Almighty to do iniquity. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord our host. The whole earth is full of glory. For thus said the High and the Lord, one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, dwell in the high and holy place. No one is good but one, that is God. Who shall not fear you, O Lord of glory, your name, for I am alone. I am yours alone and holy. Let them praise your great and wholesome name. It is holy. Exalt the Lord, for the Lord of God is holy. Holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty, who was, is, and is to come. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Daddy. Auntie Marie, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Amen. Okay. Auntie Betty?
I pray.
Anything you want to share with the group tonight?
I pray.
Amen. Okay. Teresa, welcome back.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
Amen. Amen. Anything you want to share with the group tonight? Amen.
Yes, I do. I want to say hello, family. Happy to be back on the prayer line. Thank you all for your continued prayers, even though I haven't been on the line, but thank you so much. I feel as though that you all have been praying for me and my family, and I appreciate that very much. But I'll just listen to Dad. I love you all, too. Just listen to Dad's reading where he said, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning, my soul shall rise to thee. Holy, holy, merciful and mighty, God in three persons, bless our Trinity. Holy, 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 it's the Lord God Almighty. Thank you all.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful singing, Sister Teresa. Amen. 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 Okay, Auntie Janet, is Kayla and Stacy with you tonight?
Stacy is.
Stacy is, okay. All right. I'm sorry.
She's filling in. Stacy is.
Okay. All right, so that takes me to Auntie Janet. Anything you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from my devotional Bible.
Amen.
The God verse is, yet it shall not be among you, but whosoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. Whoever desires to be among you, let your faith. The question is, who are you? The problem is that of contrast, the marks have been offered as a character of a good leader. And we want to, as we read them, we can identify with them. And see how to best qualify us. Oh, number one and on, self-reliant, but not self-sufficient. Energetic, but not steadfast, but not stubborn. Thankful, but serious, but not sullen. Loyal, but not sectarian. Unmovable, but not visionary. Gentle, but not hypersensitive. Tenderhearted, but not touchy. Conscientious, but not a perfectionist. Disciplined, but not demanding. Generous, but not gullible. Meek, but not weak. Humorous, but not hilarious. Friendly, but not familiar. Holy, but not holier than thou. Discerning, but not critical. Progressive, but not authoritative, but not autocratic. As we read these, as we go over these attributes, we can ask God to help us every day to develop more positive
attributes in our own lives, that we may best glorify him into being a great and a good leader in the Lord. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Let's see. Stacy, is there something you wanted to share with the group tonight?
Yes.
Amen.
She wanted to do the closing. That's what she has.
Okay. And okay. So before she do that, let's go ahead and assign parts for next week. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. That would take us to page 27. Amen. Okay, page 27, Wisdom of the Bible, Humility, Part 2. And I have for Talking Gossip Speaker 1, I have Angela and Sister Shirley. Angela, you do the bold, and Sister Shirley do the italic. For the next speaker, I have Judging Others. I have Auntie Janet and Auntie Betty. Auntie Janet, you do the bold. Auntie Betty, the italic. Teresa, do you want a part?
Sure, I took a part.
You still have your program, correct?
Of course not.
What? Who said not? Did that come from Teresa?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll give you something you could do. Okay. Amen. Okay. let's see. For anger and revenge, let's see here. Can I give that to Auntie Carrie? And let's see here. I'm backtracking now. Auntie Carrie and Mom.
Okay.
Auntie Carrie, do the bold. Okay, and for the next speaker, holding a grudge, would be Daddy and Auntie Dot.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, and the next one, page 29. Let's see here. Who am I missing? Anyone? Auntie Marie. Auntie Marie, do the bold.
Yeah.
And Kira, yes. You want to do the italic?
Yes, please.
Okay. And birthday greeting. I was going to give that to Teresa, but that'll be a little too easy for her. So, Sister Teresa, I'm giving you the closing response reading, and it is the reading out of Matthew 6:9. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Matthew
6 and 9,
correct?
To
everyone. Yes, Matthew 6, 9.
Okay.
Oh, the girl, you didn't give
them that. Let's see, Stacy. I didn't give her a part. Stacy, why don't you do the birthday greeting for us next week?
Okay.
Okay.
And if Kayla's with you, you guys can share the song. Okay, amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so right now we are preparing for the closing response reading. And Stacy?
This is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven. Be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done.
It is in heaven.
Give us today our daily bread. Forgive our debt. As also have given our brother. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Stacy. Amen. Okay. Amen. Before I go into the closing, I will open the floor for anyone that has anything that they would like to share before we actually go into the conclusion. Amen. Wonderful program tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Next week, our program is coming from the Wisdom of the Bible as well, Humility Part 2. And I would like to thank Kira and Stacy for joining us, for being a part of the program. And Kira, you can pass it on to Malachi that we miss him. And Stacy,
okay.
You can pass it on to Kayla that we miss her.
Okay.
We also like to welcome back Sister Teresa and Sister Shirley. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, I know most of us want to get back to the Super Bowl game, but we had a little intermission there, so here we go. Concluded our program for tonight. The Nellens family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. We pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Just remember, the battle is not yours. God did not give us the spirit of fear, nor did he give us the spirit of worry. God says to cast all your worries, your cares, and your concern upon him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
God wants us to be happy and full of joy, no matter what comes our way. Trust in him to see you through your storms, your hiccups, in this cruel world. Put God first, and when your feet touch the floor, let one devil say to the other, oh, no, he or she is up again. Amen. Everyone have a blessed week. Remember, Jesus loves you, and so do I. Good night, everyone. Love you.
Good night.
Okay.
Through the night, don't worry, mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother.
To leave you with, and hoping you can carry it through your busy week until next time with the Nellum family. Dear Father, thank you for filling my life with joy. Thank you that I am blessed and cannot be cursed. Thank you that in all things you cause me to triumph. Thank you for your strength within me that comes from that joy. I bless you today and rejoice in your goodness. May everyone have a blessed week. Remember, God loves you. Amen. Good night.